Rav Zayin,
Yom Hei,
Rav Zayin,
Ches,
Kislev.
Frag the Gemara. Teinach letone de vera b'Yishmael. Teinach letone de vera b'Yishmael. That Zemer v'Pishtim is Exter. That Zemer v'Pishtim is Exter. Because we know that Beged is Tzema v'Pishtim and says Akonof, so it's Mufne to learn Smuchim to Darshan Tzema l'Pishtim u'Pishtim l'Tzema. L'Rabbonon minalu. Rashi's Rabbonon don't have Tzema v'Pishtim meyuter, because the Fir Rabbonon Beged means all minei b'godim. So if Beged means all minei b'godim, alibed Rabbonon. If Beged means all minei b'godim, alibed Rabbonon. So you need to know Tzema v'Pishtim to tell me Tzema v'Pishtim poitrim ben b'minom ben shaloi b'minom u'shar minim only poitrim b'minom. So meile Tzema v'Pishtim is not meyusa. If it's not meyusa or Tzema v'Pishtim, so b'meile I don't have an extra word. So how I could darshan smuchim? I don't have an extra word. And Gemara says you have to have muchach and mufne. So atena l'tanen Rabbi Shmuel, it's muchach and mufne. L'Rabbonon minalu. Rabbonon don't have a pasuk. Rabbonon don't have a pasuk to tell me that Tzema v'Pishtim is mufne. So Tesis has a shtikul ha'ore b'pshat. From when Rabbonon need a muchach v'mufne? The Gemara said, "Afilu le'Rabbi Yehuda de'lo yidorish smuchim v'mishneteir dorish, because it's muchach v'mufne." Frag the Gemara, "Where it's muchach v'mufne le'gabi shatnes?" But lefi Rabbanon, we never said that you have to have muchach v'mufne. This was the Seder HaGemara and Avdalet Amud Alef. Seder HaGemara was that lefi Rabbanon smuchim, lefi Rabbi Yehuda lo yidarshim, afu Rabbi Yehuda lo yidorish, v'mishnetei redorish. U'mishnetei redorish, only if it is muchach v'mufne. So then Zod HaGemara Shatnes, where it's muchach v'mufne? Zod HaGemara Shatnes is muchach v'mufne. Shatnes is muchach v'mufne. Zod HaGemara, Tadu Rabbi Shmuel, it's muchach v'mufne. L'Rabbanon Mai. This whole kasha is a libet Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbanon that acholek on Rabbi Yehuda, so what is the ganze kasha? Maybe Rabbanon take don't learn the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda learns the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. So Taisa says when the Gemara says l'Rabbanon mai, it's take only a libet Rabbi Yehuda, nisht a libet Rabbanon. Rabbanon don't need muchach el mufne. But all the rishonim learn nisht a zeh. That if everyone you have to have muchach el mufne. Like we saw in the Avdalet, the ikar machlekes is if you darshan smuchim b'shar ha'teira or not. But that you need mucha v'mufne, this is everyone holds. Taisus l'shitos in Davdalet learns no. The fear of Yehuda when you have mucha v'mufne, you darshan bekol ha'teira kula. And Rabbanon don't have to have mucha v'mufne. Those are the ganze machlekes. Rabbanon v'Rabbi Yehuda be'etzem if you need mucha v'mufne or not. The Rishonim, the Ravon learns the ikar machlekes is if bekol ha'teira kula you could darshan smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda holds in mukdam mucha b'teira. Those are the machlekes. But mucha v'mufne you have to have lekula alme. From where we know, Esa Deicha Loisase. Zog the Gemara, Nafkelei Meroishoi. It says in Metzoiro, Ve'oyo ba'yoy mashvi yegaleach eskol sa'ar, eskol sa'oroi, esroishoi ve'eskonoi ve'esgaboi se'inov, ve'eskol sa'oroi. It says twice, sa'oroi. Eskol sa'oroi, esroishoi, eskonoi, esgaboi se'inov, eskol sa'oroi. So it says that he has to shave kol sa'ori with a towel. Why he has to say roishoi, skonoi, gaboi se'ino? Shteit v'gilach es kol sa'ori. Roishoi, matal mudloima. Lefish and Emaloisakifu is pass Roishchem. Shemean, he have Mitzoyro that he's not allowed to take off his payas. Talmud Leima Roishoi. That he is allowed to take off his payas. Esse Deichaloisese. Because Raitane, Akovas Kalaroishma Akova. If Akovas is a tzad that the Isur only to take off one payah. If you take off both, the main is you shaved everything completely. It's not called a kofas payas. Payas is when you take off one payah. When you take off the ganze payas, there's no isur. So if you them, the metzora shaves the whole thing. So there's no chidush taken. So kosover haitane a kofas kolaroish shmo a kofas. I need a pasuk that the metzora is allowed to take off the payas. So last time when you read pshat a gemara, I want to explain the gemara mamish be pshat. It says in the Mitzvah, "Vegilach eskol saoroi, esroishoi, eskonoi, veesgaboi seinov." For the Gemara, it says he has to take off his kol saoroi. Why I need to tell me esroishoi? He's allowed to take off the payas. He's allowed to take off the payas. And from here we learn out that esa is doicha loisase. And if it would not be written down roishoi, it would be only written down saoroi. He'd be not allowed to take off his payas. I don't understand why not. It says in the Torah, "Vegilach eskol saoroi." It says, "Vegilach eskol saoroi." The Gemara says, "Why I need roishoi? Without roishoi, he has payas. So what if he has payas?" But state in Torah, "Vegilach eskol saoroi." State in Torah that he takes off all of his hair. If state in Torah, "Vegilach eskol saoroi," that he takes off all of his hair. Why I need a special pasuk roishoi? Matam lema lefish and emal isakiv bas roishchem. So he can't take off his payas. I need a pasuk to tell me that he could take off his payas. What is the tzad that he can't take off his payas? Shteit vegilach is kol saoroi. Shteit vegilach is kol saoroi. Shteit klo that he takes off all of his hair. All of his hair means also his payas. Al kocho the pshat like Teisus says in Gimel Amud Dal Amud Aleph, the top Teisus, that I would say pshat is kol saoroi se'ar shel eter. Inami, the pasuk is talking to a person that his payas fell off anyways. Nimretu saoroi sroishoi. Nimretu saoroi sroishoi. His payas fell off anyways. So I would think that a person that anyway doesn't have payas, then the Teisus said to take off kol saoroi. But if a person has payas, he's not allowed to take it. Kamolei maroi shoy that he's allowed to take off his payas. This is the emes of pshat to read the Gemara. The ore in this pshat is, so when we learned of Dalet, was a ganze teisves with a Reb Shleime, to say pshat like this, sorry shal heter, lechure, it's not a teisves in of Dalet, it's often a Gemara. There's no way to learn the Gemara. The Gemara wants a mocha that esa dechaloise. Shtei that the Mitzera takes off all of his hair. So from that alone, we can't say that he takes off his payas. Says Roishoi, I would think that he can take off the payas. Come on, he could. How he had a tzad that he can't take off his payas? It's mefurish in Torah that he has to take off. It's called saoros. It's called saoroi. The Torah says, I would uptaich kol saoroi se'ar shaleta. I would uptaich the pasuk in a case that he lost his payas anyways. Before that, if this is dechatimze, this is word by word. This is enough dalet. So it's a psambat nezach. Teisa dir is keilu mechalishit on his own. Reb Shleime Matur tzach to explain how and what. I'm trying to explain it. Be'etzem, when we learn the Gemara, it's off on the Gemara, ein echanami. So we call him, the Gemara wants to learn out Esa de Chaloises and not from Klein Betzitzis, nor from Roishoi. And the Gemara says, you can't learn out from there. Male lav da akof e shechilav shein ashove bakoil. This is the first part of the sugya. It's three parts here. The Roishoi, the Skonoi, and the Nazir. We're only in the first chalik of the Gemara. The Gemara learned out from Akofas HaRoish, from the Mitzoyro, that is Megaleach Kol Saoroi, and state Roish, even the Payas, Esa de Chaloish, so the Gemara says it's only a Raya, Belav Shein Hashov HaBakoy. But we have to remember that in this Shlav of the Gemara, if someone will ask us, so what is the Mokar that Esa is de Chaloish, what we will answer? Mitzoyro. So how you know that Kilayim is de Chatzitzis? You learn it out from here. Right? This will be the mock of Klein Betzitzis. So the whole Rabbeinu Tam of Hutro and Tcheles Taker will switch on this step. When Rabbi Nutan said that Chelis is Mutter, Tzemer bePishtim, Pishtim bTzemer, the B'Diburecha Nemru, Shalom Vezocher, B'Diburecha Nemru, the Ganz Rabbi Nutan, we never knew Gupshad exactly in Rabbi Nutan. But Rabbi Nochem Alamo, when he read the Gemara, he says, the Gemara was masking to park, to stay, that the Esed Chelis says here. So the Gemara, Lam Shem Hashem Bakoyim. But the Gemara wants that Esa B'derech Elohis is a lav dafem kilayim b'tzitzis. Can be, cannot be, that Rabbi Nutam has shtiklach teire and tzitzis, and the gather of Esa B'derech Elohis and tzitzis is different, because this is the way the teire gave the parsha, the ganze archove, if it's a tzad that deer is not the mocker from Esa B'derech Elohis. And the Gemara has a tzad that's not the mocker. So weiss though is that Esa Dechaloises and Tzitzis alone could bring the ganze Rabbi Nutam, could bring the ganze Hutro. It makes the avoid of the Hutro a sach shver. But as I some learn, yes, that's klaim shat nestasik, dilin tasa lecho, bediborecho nemru, and it's kilo bizar, as they the Teire said it. I'm saying, here it's mefurish in the Gemara, that a numal Esa Dechaloises kushpartas is. Lama zan derashi. Tener letonu v'Rabbi Shmuel dehayater leitzemer v'pishtim al rabbanon deleslu kol bgodim tzemer v'pishtim v'aitzemer v'pishtim lemeyater, because we need to know tzemer poiter b'sharp godim milonu, like we have talis and katan and we put chutei tzemer because we pass it like rabbanon kol b'onzat that beged is beged kol bgodim b'mashma and we put on chutei tzemer and a beged of katan. מנולם דאסי אסי בדרך אלוהי שעשה רואי שמעת מולם וממצאו יקסיב יגלח אסכול סערוי הרי רואי שבכלל לא מולי נכסיב רואי שוי כסוב הרייטנה דה יצטריך לי רואי שליטחו אסלב דלי צקיפו דה הקופס כל הרואי שמו הקופו ולא ימרין אין פאס כסיב אוני וון פאי כוסב רחמון אילגח אילב דה רובי קרו אבי אמין אלוהי ליקוף אלמה אבי אמין אלוהי ליקוף אין כל סערוי במסקיים אין השאר אז יש לי את כלו על מהשמיעים אין קרוא דאוסי אסה ודוחי אסלוי ססה ומהוכן נפקה הילקח זאת רשי יצא answer back to the סוגי אין גימל עמוד בייס יצטריך עולהו למי שר ער ולייבום דליטי מאוסי אסה דייבום ודוחי לא יססה לאחי סיש this רשי is a שוורי רשי אבל לא משתוף first you have to know how שיילס חוכם חוצי תשובה רשי ספיר זריס so רשי פיר זריס הזה so במילא אסי דוחי לא יססה So, Brazei, also, and Yibum, Yibum could be Deicha Achris Isha. So, Bemele, I need Oleo. What was the whole cash in Gimel? Why I need Oleo? Mechtesa that Esa, Yibum, or Deicha Erve. Minolam, the Esa Deicha Loisa. So, that's the Gemara. We learn out from Tzitzis. We learn out from Metzera that Esa is Deicha Loisa. So, I would think that Esa, Yibum, could be Deicha Achris Isha. Bemele, Shaitan Oleo, that he can't be Deicha. Freg de Minchas Chinuch, and Reish Nun Aleph. Even if I learn out from Mitzvah that Esa is Deichaloisase, I have a mocker that Esa is Deichaloisase. I have a mocker that Esa is Deichaloisase. But I don't have a mocker that Esa is Deichaloisase Shiesh Bekores. I have a mocker that Esa could be Deichaloisase. But I can't be. I don't have a mocker that Esa be Deichaloisase Shiesh Bekores. So even if I learn out from Mitzayro that Esa is Deichaloises, I will not know that Esa is Deichaloises Shiesh Bekores. So weiter I will not have. And this Be'etzim, when the Gemara finishes in Daf Zayin, Ashkron Esa Deichaloises, Loises Shiesh Bekores Midochi, and the Gemara says, Ilme Ishtere Ishtere, Tak, it was not Salkedaitoch that the Esa Yivim could be Deichach Yisisho, it's under a Salkedaitoch. But this Salkedaitoch that can never exist. As never said Gedaitor that Esav Yibum could be Deicha Achris Isha. This said Gedaitor never. So how Rashi feels I so near that if the Mokir would be from Mitzayro, the Meir I would think that Esav could be Deicha Loisese. Meicha Teisa I would think that Esav could be Deicha Loisese Shiesh Bekores. As I frag the world. So Balabatish, some say, Rashi is going step by step. Step by step. What Rashi means. You're right. In a second, the Gemara will ask it. The Gemara said, Mechatesa that Esa is Deichaloisase. She answered Klein. She answered Mitzayro. The Mele, Aysal Kedaitoch and Yibum. In a second, the Gemara will ask, Ashkon Loisase Greide, Loisase Shibakoras Minolon. How about step by step? Rashi is explaining the Gemara in a divine. You're right. In a minute, Eina Chanami, this Kasha will not be enough. In a minute, this Kasha will not be enough. And we will have to ask the next step. Ashkenaz loisus a greide, loisus sheyesh bekores min olam. This will be the next question of the Gemara, the next step of the Gemara. Rashi is divine. Rashi is divine.
We already asked before.
Seder, so this is Seder and Gemara. But this, no. This is not true. The Gemara asks us to get it of Zion. The Gemara breaks it to pieces and she goes back to the Kasha. Abazog devel, this Balabati Shepshat cannot be. Because if this is what Rashi is trying to do, why Rashi didn't explain it in the Dalet Amud Beis? When we learn out from Kilaim, Rashi had to firois. Al mehesed achilois, it says, have a mina achisisho dochi, yibum dochi achisisho. The same thing. Why Rashi waited to the hey to firois? If you tell him. What you have esed achilois, it says. We speak about yibum. None of that's the chaloisa said. Let him to fear ois like a be yibum. So I would think that yibum is decha achisisho. Now that we learn out esa de chaloisa, you're not hearing my kasha. Rashi feels ois that if esa de chaloisa said, yibum also could be decha. That Rashi never said. And that's Dalit. Why Rashi, when the Gemara asked the Kasha in Gimel Amud Beis, how we know that's the Chalaisa? Now the Gemara brings a marker. Rashi, be'etzem, the Gemara doesn't firoiz the Kasha till Daf Zayin. So it's one of the Minchas Chinuch and Imre Moshe, why Rashi in the Daf Hei already fills out the Maskonet that the Gemara says that it's not Emes. Because from here you only learn Ese Greide. You don't learn Ese Sheyesh Bekores. Zog Balabatish, Ein Echanami, the Gemara will answer, just Rashi is going with the steps. The Vail, the Gemara doesn't Mechalik. You might have given him a mechalik, but now we're building up the sugya, so we learn how to answer the chalais. So we may know who had in Be'ibu. If this is the Balabadish, when we finish the Avdar Adamud Beis, Rashi had to fear ois, al me'esa de chalais, I say. Al me'esa de chalais, I say. And we may know, I would think that Be'ibu mitzdeich. This will be my salkadaitoch. And Rashi didn't fear his ois. Rashi didn't feel it ois and have given amud beis and have done amud beis. Only by us Rashi feel it ois. It's the same kasha we're going back to Minchas Chinuch's kasha and the Imam Moshe's kasha. Zog de Minchas Chinuch a gival di kechesh. Zog de Minchas Chinuch haze. The Ran and Shabbos, we already mentioned it, but now we'll do it vorim esudorim keseda. Says if someone is sick because nefesh and Shabbos, and he has to eat and there's no what to eat, you're allowed to shecht the behemah and you cook the food and you give him to eat. Shaila is, why are you allowed to shecht? There's a bus on a vele, give him to eat in a vele. Zog the Ran, if you shecht to eat, you will have one avere. It's just neshama and Shabbos, shoichet. If he eats nevele, every time when he eats a piece of nevele, you will have avere. So it's better to have one big avere from having a lot of small averes. So it's better to have one avere in Chil Shabbos from having twice Isun avere. Zog de Minchas Chinuch, state in the Ran, what weighs more? Two lavim, or lav sheyesh b'chiv, misa v'kores, two lavim, a more chomor of a person did two lavim. Or a person made a lav sheyesh b'kores, where is more chomor? A guy that they too love him is erger, it's worse. From one love she has because. Zog de Minchas Chinuch habar hazeh, I have a cheshbon. When a person is makif de roish, he has one mitzvah. The gilach is kol sa'ori, it's one mitzvah. See later a little bit davon in that one mitzvah. But it's one mitzvah. When he takes off his payas, he has at least two averas. On every side he has an avera, and maybe in every 2 years he has an avera. But for sure he has two lavim. When he finishes to shave, he for sure has two lavim. Sekunta is that the esef and metzora is doicha shtei lavim. Not only one lav. Da'ilu en kilayim betzitzis, the esef tzitzis is doicha one lav, the one lav of klayim. But the esef metzora is doicha shtei lavim. Lav of one payer, lav of the second payer. It's mamish like eating two pieces of chazir. Azei zog de Minchas Chinuch. Aber azei firto is de Minchas Chinuch. So come this as a. When the Gemara learned Esa Deicha Lo Isa Sefon Klaim, I only had a mocker that Esa is Deicha one lav. And then Take only Stama lav. I don't have a mocker that Esa be Deicha Lo Isa Sheyesh Bekores. But now that we want to learn it out from Mitzayro, so we have a mocker that Esa is Deicha Shtei Lavin. If Esa is doicha shtei lavim, kal v'choymer that it's doicha lav sheyesh bekores. Because lav sheyesh bekores is less chomu from shtei lavim. Shtei lavim is more chomu from lav sheyesh bekores. So if Esa is doicha shtei lavim, kal v'choymer that the Esa is doicha lav sheyesh bekores. Mele here be'etzem, in this shlav of the Gemara, zog de Minchas Chinuch, lefi Rashi we have a pshitus, even the Esa doicha lav sheyesh bekores. You're right, the Gemara will be choyzer from it. The Gemara will be choyzer from it. And the Gemara will learn that it's not a raya, because lav shein ha-shove ba-koil. So the maskone, we only have a raya that Esa is doicha one lav. Aber azay, I don't have a raya, lav shein ha-shbe-koiz. Aber in this shlav of the Gemara, in this shlav of the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to learn that Esa is doicha shtei lavim, the Gemara has a pshitas to the shayla of Esa doicha loisa shiyesh bekores. Mele in daf dalet, Esa doicha loisa, is no pshitas. Later is no pshitas. Punk in daf hei, that the Gemara wants to learn that Esa is doicha shtei lavim, I have a pshitas to the shayla to say that Esa be doicha even loisa shiyesh bekores. Firt ois de minchas chinuch, aber azei lahaloche, that we know that ein Esa doicha loisa shiyesh bekores. So lahaloche, ein esse deiche shtei loisuses. If lahaloche ein esse deiche loisus sheyesh bekores, so lemaskone ein esse deiche shtei loisuses. Ma pikuach nefesh is on. Deiche kol ater kulot together. It's not esse deiche loisus. It's not esse deiche loisus. Bezalem mechaschin. Bemeile lemaskone. Val. Esse sheyesh bekores is less chomu from shtei lavim. B'meile, yeah, b'meile, val esse cannot be doicha loisa sheyesh bekores. Savad de esse cannot be doicha shtei lavim. We found in Metzora that esse is doicha shtei lavim. We found in Metzora that esse is doicha shtei lavim. It's only b'shtei lavim she'neshove b'koil. It's only b'shtei lavim she'neshove b'koil. Aber stam, es is not doicha shtei lavim. Das ist der Maskone von dem Minchas Chinuch, and he said that he found that Shishana Sa'amokim azay, from the Primegodim, maybe it's a Rashbo and Davches is also mashma, that es is not doicha shtei lavim. This is the Cheshbon of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, let me gain lead. So the Minchas Chinuch's Maskone is that es is not doicha shtei lavim. Kalvachoyim from the Ran, if the Ran said that Shabbos is less chomu from shtei lavim, and Esa is not doicha lo sheyesh bekores, Esa is not doicha shtei lavim. We mentioned already that is mamish kishgoga yoytzi mipi hashalit from the primegodim, even that azei firto is the primegodim. But we have a thesis in the Gimel Amud Beis, shteit klorin thesis bekil achar yad, thesis says, v'loy ashkechon chiluk, dibur amaschi lo yisa se sheyesh bekores, ואפילו בקיליים בציציס אפילו תרי איסורים. תייסס says that we learn out that אסס דייך לא יסס אפילו שתי איסורים. So תייסס is חוילק on the din of the primigodim. And תייסס says that אסס דייך אפילו שתי לאווים. So now, what is חויבו עלינו לבייר, the מלחס חינוך made a חש, רשי זה שתיקוב דייר, זה לאו דווקא. אבל the מלחס חינוך, בוא נרן, the Ran said that in Shabbos is better to shecht. Chaschinu said that in Shabbos is better to shecht to be over one big Yisur from over two small little Yisur. It's better to be over one big Yisur from two small Yisur. Because two lavim are more chomu from Leisa Shiesh Bekores. As they stayed in the Ran. So lechur, if Esa cannot be doicha loisa sheyesh bekores, Minchas Chinuch is right in Cheshbon, Esa cannot be doicha shtei lavim. So the shaila is, if we have a machlekes Ran and Teisves. Teisves says klor, Esa is doicha shtei lavim. The Ran says, loisa sheyesh bekores is less chomu from shtei lavim. Those state in the Ran, klor. If someone has a choice, loisa sheyesh bekores or shtei lavim, you do loisa sheyesh bekores. It's less chomu from shtei lavim. Zog de minchas chinuch. So if you make a cheshbon, if it's less, and the klal is ein esa deicha loisa sheyesh bekores, for sure ein esa deicha shtei lavim. Teisa shteit vakel. The shayla is maybe teisa so bichoylek and the ran. Don't say the shayla. Zog de veld. We mentioned Amol a little bit, but he will try to buy it us. Zog de vel, de minchas chinuch is nish muchach. Ken zayn, Tesis is right, Esa is doiche shtei lavim. The Ran is also masking that Esa is doiche shtei lavim. And even so, the Ran says, Klepi Shabbos, if you have a pikuach nefesh, better to shecht the behemoth and to be over one big avere, from to over two small averes. Aye, aber da klal is, Esa is doiche shtei lavim. How it stems together. Zog de vel, the minchas chinuch is wrong, the tzushtel is wrong. Here, now that we learned this little bit, the sugis of Esther Chalese, we could say it in the richtige way. We could say it in the richtige way. The Sefer Rebuchber cleared the shayla. Someone is sick and he has to eat in Yom Kippur. He cries when he eats or not. Nebuch is sick because nefesh, he has to eat by Yom Kippur. He cries or he doesn't cry. A lot of stories on Gdolei Yisrael. They ate and they were crying. They had to eat in Yom Kippur. Hazek Leot Rebbe Ochber. Ochber Klaas, he never found someone that does a bris milah and Shabbos and is crying. The baby, but the father for sure not. Why? Why not? Why is that sad? Oh, Shabbos, Nevos Kementon. Why the guy that has to eat in Yom Kippur feel so bad? The Moshe, you know, someone... Shh. A person has to eat in Yom Kippur. He goes to ask the Shaila, Efshar, yeah, Efshar Nish, yeah? Why would they tell you can make a bris in Shabbos? Maybe it's yellow, maybe not to make. You don't try to get out of it. I don't know, I'm not in the mitzvah, right? Yom Kippur, you know, you try what you could to get out of it. What is the difference? Zagreboch Ber. Rebuchber was mesupik. He was mesupik. He had a tzad that you don't have to feel bad. Chaznish says you don't have to feel bad. But Rebuchber was nemtzachon, and as a klal Yisrael nemtzachon, that you have to feel bad. Zog Rebuchber, who asher dibarnu? Pikuach nefesh is tchuyo. What is the pshad is tchuyo? Even if it's muta. It's aver. Aber what's coming to him? Pikuach nefesh. V'chai v'loi shiyomus. Esa dechaloysa se, like we explained, if he all has bearing, we'll go with the Ramban, it's easier to explain it. The loisese was not said by Mokim Des. The loisese was not said by Mokim Des. It's not a fair to share to Mal and Shabbos. Not only stay kvosim by Shabbos, but Diborechot Membru. The essence of the loisese, I ask you, Shaila, Metzora has to shave. He has to feel bad that he has to shave. The Koyanim, Aaron HaKoyan shaved all the Koyanim. They had to feel bad? Oy, avada nisht, avada nisht, avada nisht, avada nisht. Why? Why avada nisht? What is the answer? What is the answer? Esa deicha loisese. The loisese is not there. Mashenge pikuach nefesh. The avera is here. Is a matter of pikuach nefesh. Asay vayis tois. Ef shemaz mitbal. Meile, zog de welt, was will de minchas chinuch? If you ask me what weighs more, two averes, or loises a sheyesh b'koras? Avade, two averes, as they state in the run. Avade, two averes, as more chomu? To have two averes? More. Avade, to have two averes, as much more chomu? Avade, it's much more chomu? No vas. Mele zog deran, and a person is having pikuach nefesh, he has to have averes. He has to eat. Shalom, what he will eat? So he has to be left in the end of the day with the least averes that he can have. So we tell him, shecht, have one big avere, tezel. Better from having a lot of package of a lot of small averes. Because one big avere is less than two averes. This is the reason the Ran says, shecht the behemet, have one big avere, and not to have two little averes. But legabe esa de chaloisa se, the koyach of the esa is to matche the love. Is matche one love, and is matche the second love, and is matche the third love. In the end, I don't have a love. The esa has the koyach to be doicha a love. Listen carefully. But he doesn't have a koyach to be matche a loisa se sheyesh b'koras. An Esa has a koyach to be matcha alav. He doesn't have a koyach to be doicha aloysis sheyesh bekoros. He has a koyach to be matcha one love. He has a koyach to be matcha a second love. He does it 10 times. Doesn't make a difference how many times he does it. But the koyach of the Esa is that he's matcha the love. The koyach of the Esa is that he's matcha the love. So what? How much love him is matcha? And the end of the day, all of the love him are nitcha. The pikuach nefesh is not matcha the love. I'm allowed to be over avere b'mokim pikuach nefesh. B'meile, now listen carefully. Val Esa deichaloyse say he's matcha the love. He's matcha 1, 2, 3, 4. Every love is not said b'mokim the Esa. So, as if it's posher to you, a person had a mile one Shabbos, second Shabbos. Every week he has a bris mile to do for a kid. So, he has a problem. Every Esa is deicha the love. He doesn't have a lot of averes in the end. Seven mitzvahs, lo meshane. But lemaisa the pshat is, so the same mitzvah is matcha de lav, matcha de lav, matcha de lav. In the end of the day, all of these lavim were not said. He doesn't feel bad. Aloysa se sheyesh bekoros is a big avere. That big avere, the esek cannot be doicha. It has to be, but two little averes, way more. What's the shayches? The two little averes. This avere was not said by Mokim de Lav. This avere was not said by Mokim de Lav. This avere was not said by Mokim de Lav. Zalom Hashaneh. The tchias, again, the esses, the love is not said by Mokim esse. No? Mechet esse. This, mechet esse. This love is not said by Mokim de Esse, and this love is not said by Mokim de Esse. A love sheyesh bekoros is a love chomu. That love was said by Mokim de Esse. In pikuach nefesh, the pshat is, the love will be there. And this love will be there. So in the end of the day, I will be left home with two lavim. It's worse to be left with two lavim for to be left with Aloysius Sheyesh Bekoros. But when the love is not said, b'mokim de'ese, so the love is not said here, b'chlal. The whole tzushtal from the Minchas Chinuch is nish muchach. Rashi wanted to say pshat. But if we ask in Yeshayle, it's muchach that the Ran is choylek and tesis, the Teretz is nish muchach. Can't say in Tesis and the Ran are masking, like Gabi Pikuach Nefesh, Tesis will say the Chiddush like the Ran. And like Gabi the Tesis, the Ran will be masking to the Tesis. I'm left, it's Avera. Like you cry when you eat in Yom Kippur. You ate. I'm explaining why you cry. It's going to happen. You are either Avera with a Heter. This is the whole vote. When you understand why you cry, I will explain to you this. But this was, but Klal Yisrael do cry. Zog Rebuchber, it's Avera mit a Heter. I don't know. No. The Imre Moshe declares a shaila. If a person has a pikuach nefesh and he has to take off his payas, there's an operation he has to pass, he has to cut him off. Clears the Imre Moshe and Simon Yud Beis Shmuley. Clears the Imre Moshe and Simon Yud Beis, what is better? What is better? Klaudim Ramosha. It's better that he will take it off himself. Oh, he can't take it off. So a different yid could take it off. Or he has to ask a goy to take off his payas. A lot of times, lemaisa, person has a cut, he has to take off his payas to have stitches. Klaudim Ramosha aloch. You have to ask a goy to take it off, or you could have a yid to take it off. What is the tzedot ha'sofik? As a halacha, the Gemara says in Makos that in a kofas haroish is mitzuve side makif side nikif. Two people are mitzuve. The one that gives the haircut is oiver, and the one that is given the haircut is oiver. Gemara says lavshein b'maise. When he moves a little bit, he's mesayeh. But the nikif is oiver and the makif is oiver. Now the Gemara says the makif is oiver a zochor. Isha is not mitzuve in the mitzvah. A makif is over, even if he's makif a cotton. Dainu, not only if he's machshil the person that you take off pace from an older person, then avadu over. Even if you take off pace from a kid, the makif is over. Even if you take off pace from a kid, the makif is over. Echad a makif, echad a nikif. Klaus de Imre Moshe, here is a pikuach nefesh. So the person that has a pikuach nefesh is allowed to take off his pants. About the makif. Try. About the makif. About the makif. Klaudim Remoishe, you don't have to have a yid to do it. You don't have to have a yid to do it. You could have a guy to do it. You don't have to have a yid to do it. You could have a guy to do it. And if the guy will do it, there's no pikuach nefesh. That you have to be shaved, pikuach nefesh. But the chelek, that the guy that is makif, there's no din that yid will do it. If a guy will do it, will be no aveira. So one tzad is, you're right that you have a heter to shave yourself. But the one that does the shaving, that lechura, do by a guy, don't do by a yid. Oy dilme, I'm not mitzuve. But Azevi the yid is not allowed to shave a little kid. He's not allowed to take off the pants for me, even that I have a head that's pikuach nefesh. Oy dilme, when I have pikuach nefesh, I'm like grass. Like Azevi, that person is allowed to cut grass. You're allowed to take it off the hair of a guy. It's pikuach nefesh. It's not called pants. A little kid is pants. Granted, he doesn't have a mitzvah. But the hair of pikuach nefesh hasn't been allowed to take it. It's no Indian that he will not take off the pants. No. As I cloud him, this is Satan Stein. I'm saying, I'll be my motion. I was going to say that. As I cloud him, Ramosha. If the Pikuach Nefesh makes it like grass, so there's no Indian not to cut it off. Oh, no. I have a heter. So I'm like a cotton that I'm not Mitzuve. Pikuach Nefesh is Matir. It's not Pikuach Nefesh that is no Isu. But Ravade, the Makif, to take a guy. Zog the Imre Moshe, he has a raya from our sugya. Bishleime the Mitzoyro has a heter to shave. Esa dechaloisese. But why is allowed to be shaved by the Koyen? The Rambam states that the Koyen shaves him. Take a guy. You write by him, it's Esa dechaloisese. But the one that is giving the haircut doesn't have to be a Yisrael, could be a guy. So what is the heter? To him to take a haircut by the guy, by a Koyen, if we learn that Mitzvah is not Esa Dechaloisase, Hashem said to do it beside him. But as Mevur in the Sugya, as a Mevur, it's no din that someone has to do it. It's no din. Look at the Moshe inside. If you see the Moshe inside, it's no din. It's no din who could do it. Everyone could take the haircut. Why the Rambam brings down that the Koyen does it? He doesn't have to do it when it says the Koyen did it. Look at the Moshe inside. I'm just saying Obi Ramesh, I'm not saying Interior yet. So why doesn't stay in the Gemara that a guy shaves? Why doesn't it say that a guy has to shave him? If the shaving of the Mitzvah is Esa Dechaloisase, Vais Toizog Dim Ramesh, when it becomes Muter, it becomes like grass. B'meila, who had in the Pikuach Nefesh? You don't, when you have to go to the hospital, you have a cut. You don't have to have a guy to take it off, you can have a yid. And here the Imre Moshe goes to Yevamos the Kishtikel that I don't want to go in. He wants to mechir from here that if one person has a mitzvah, the other person also has Eser Necheloise, to answer the whole shayla that we asked in Avgimel Amud Beis, it's not our noise. We didn't bring it then. This is a mahalach of the Imre Moshe to try to answer the alta shayla that he has the mitzvah, the Yevam has the mitzvah, the Yevam has the mitzvah. Abazundere Shmuz. His name Ramosh is Teire, not Megalos. But if you will be saying now from Rebuch Be'er, the name Ramosh is Pshittes from our Sugye, hot nishken Shaychus. The name Ramosh is Pshittes from our Sugye, hot nishken Shaychus. Hot nishken Shaychus. Why it doesn't have Shaychus? Eine Chanami could be in our sugya, the kohen is allowed to give the haircut. The kohen is allowed to give the haircut. Why? Esa deichaloisa say. So was, it's not, the love was not said here, Bichlal. But in Pikoach Nevesh you cry. Even Pikoach Nevesh you cry. So I thought the love was there. The love was there. I thought I had the same shaila. 12 years ago, my son was very sick. I'm a kohen. Son is very sick. She was going to Pekuach Nefesh. So I had to rush to a hospital, Hadassah. I had to make a CT, a ganze meise. The meise, my son is a kohen. I said, no, if I'm Pekuach Nefesh, 2 more minutes, if you don't run in. So I said, the kid has Pekuach Nefesh. But stayed in the Gemara, Emor v'amarto, lehazik doyim alaktanim. Kohen is not allowed to be nitma lemeis, and is an isur to metame the kohen. So I don't have to go in. I'm a kohen. I don't have to go in. My wife was planning to take in the kid. But my wife pushed the carriage in, so she's metame the kid. So I want to know if I have to hire a guy. Because the guy is not mitzuvah. I have a pekuach nefesh to take the kid. But my wife to be over and the isur to metame. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv. My shver told me, Avada. Avdem is no heter. Avdem is no heter. The same is what we said. Pekuach nefesh is a avera. So I have a heter. The kid has a heter to go in. But the isur letame is also. And Rabbi Yashiv said, no. Well, it's because nefesh, the kid is mutter letamois. If the kid is mutter letamois, you're allowed to metame. You're allowed to metame. So that's the I'm saying, this lomdus of the Imre Moshe is negia lemaise. It's not stamp shot. A suffix in the Avonis Advorim. The shaylev in the pikuach nefesh, the pshat is no isur here. If there's no isur here, bichlal. And the mele is no isur to shave him, is no isur to metame him, other than it's not isur. I arsuge, as the chalice says, andere zach. The love was not said. The love was not said. The Imre Moshe was metame it. But the Fira Baruch Ber is taken nish daim. The Fira Baruch Ber is nish daim. Rebbe Liashi passed like the Imre Moshe. He said like the Imre Moshe. But Ravadim, we can say nish daim. Now, look. Before we mamshir the next shlavda in the Gemara, and Tesis garnished the Efrekta Kasha. Tesis garnished the Efrekta Kasha. We know, we mentioned yesterday from the Shagasariya, that Esa is Doicha Loisese is only when it's Be'idne. The Moshe. Hashavas Aveide. If you pick up the Aveide, it's Esa Doicha Loisese. But if you have to walk into the Beis HaKvor, if you have to walk into the Beis HaKvor, so Mele, when you're walking in, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's not called Be'idne. Esa Doicha Loisese is only if it's Be'idne, and the same time that you're doing the Esa, you're Doicha the Lav. Frag the Tais is garnished. When the Mitzvah is Mekayim the Mitzvah? Only when he takes off all of the hair. If he doesn't finish to take off all of the hair, Avada is not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Vegilach es kol seore. He's over the Aveire when he takes off the first payer. As I frag the Tais is garnished. So the male afraid that this is garnished out in the climate. Afraid that this is garnished. What is the whole sugir? How the Gemara wants to learn out that the mitzad esa deichaloisa What is the shayches? It's not beidne. So it's shh, no. Shh, no, no. So it's mashma and the taste is garnished that it was trying to answer that mikol makim it's one mitzvah. Mikol makim it's one mitzvah. Mikol makim it's one mitzvah. We have to understand lechur it's poshet as it. Yishai lebolbo is kasha bichlal. Maybe I will explain this kasha. This kasha was the world asks the kasha bets and because it's garnish fake the kasha. The Gemara wants to learn out from here that says the chalaisas fake that it's garnish. It has to be beitne. Here, when it starts to shave, he doesn't do the mitzvah. Only in the end, he's doing the mitzvah. So, Val is only doing the mitzvah in the end. So, we can't say, yes, the dechalaisa say. So, he asks him, well, it's not only in the end. It's one big mitzvah. He shaves the whole here. It's one big mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah. This is what he answers. Chulat Teretz is very posh. For sure, it's one big mitzvah. Like someone has to do a beer. The mitzvah is, the whole beer is the mitzvah. See, so right. Here, the aveira, near the whole beer is the mitzvah, the whole beer is the aveira. Here, Be'etzem, the first pay is Aveira before the mitzvah finishes. So it could be he felt, has to be that the mitzvah and the Aveira and Mamish the whole time are the same. And it's not enough that the mitzvah is overdoing the Aveira. Has to be that it's the Zelbetzeit. Ken Zion did what was bothering him, and he answered that it doesn't make a difference. It's also called Be'idne. This could be Pashtas that was bothering him, that every time the Aveira and the Mitzvah are Mamish, here it's one long Mitzvah, and the Aveiras are already piled in the middle. But I think Reb Shleime explained that the Tesis Gomish was asking a Tifer Shaila. The answer is the same answer. I'm asking you a Shaila, a person that has his whole hair, a Mitzvah he shaves, he has a Mitzvah. A person that is a Mitzvah Nebach, he doesn't have hair here. So he has a smaller Mitzvah when he shaves or not? What? Avada nisht. A Mitzvah Nebach, someone who shaved half of his hair. He comes to Beis Hamidrash, oh, he only has a half of his hair. So he does the other half. He has the same mitzvah. So Be'etzem, the first part is not really a mitzvah. Be'etzem, the mitzvah is only the last minute. You have to get to the end to do the mitzvah. But Be'etzem, you don't need the beginning for the mitzvah. You don't. It's not like a beer. You need the beer for the mitzvah. Here, you have to shave off the whole hair. Avad, and I'm asking, what if he doesn't have all of his hair? Luyatzur is a galak also. He's a bad person, and someone in the middle of the night took away half of his hair. He gets up in the morning, he has the same mitzvah, v'gilach is kol sorry. And the mitzvah will be only here. Right. So now when he's starting to shave, when he finished the thing of the first payer, he says, you know what, I changed my mind. One second, he says, I changed my mind, now he does tshuva, now again he has the whole mitzvah. So Be'etzem, the first part, Zogdetes is garnish, it doesn't make a difference. You're right. Zogdetes is garnish, it doesn't make a difference. Lemaise, today that he has this here, and he's taking it off, it's called that he's doing a mitzvah. Say that. But this was the Masa Umatan. That is a chidush, that even at Lemaise, Lo Yitzir, that here will not be there. The mitzvah will be only on the other part. But now that everything is there, everything is a part of the mitzvah, the mele etzdoich. So what is the Gemara's answer? And here I want to show a very stark yahor. Zog the Gemara, we can learn out from Eser Tzitz, from Metzoyro, why? Shiny Metzoyro she'ulav she'eino shove bakoil. What is the answer? No. Esther dechaloisem mitzayro, because payas, it's a lav she'eino shove b'koil. So what if it's a lav she'eino shove b'koil? So when you read the Gemara, I've written down that Reb Nachum was Mesupe, I didn't see it in Sefer. What is the Pshat in the Gemara's answer? Everyone we have when he reads the Gemara, such a small lav she'eino shove b'koil, it says doiche. But a fester lav, who says that it's doiche? This is the easy way to learn the Gemara. A big lav, I have a makor, a lav she'eino shove b'koil. A lav she'eino shove b'koil? Mechateis. First, I don't know why lav she'eino shove b'koil is a shvacher lav. A smaller area lav is a shvacher lav. Can't say. And we stop. Maybe it's a shvacher lav. Maybe it's like a shvacher lav. Can't say it's a shvacher lav. Can't say. And we stop with this dilemma that it's a shvacher lav. I want to tell you a second tzad. But there's no reason to say a second tzad. But let's talk about a second tzad. And about you'll see where is the nafkamina. I would say Esther could be deicha loisase. No, Esther is not deicha loisase. Only loisase in shove b'koil. Why? We said, what is the getter Esther deicha loisase? The lav was not said in this case. What? Hashem gave a lav. You want the lav not to be said in this case? Mechateisa that the lav is so reflexible, kilu, not to be said in every case. But a lav in a shove b'koil is anyway a zeicha lav that gate azay in azay. No, a lav that gate azay in azay can zayin Esther could be deicha. I know it sounds very schwach, mechateisa to say like this. It's a marsho in daf dalet amud alef. Listen carefully, a very schwer marsho. Teisus clears in dalet amud alef if noshim are allowed to work kilayim. So the Rabbi's height mentioned as men in azay, as noshim are allowed to work kilayim. They don't check their clothes. Teisus clears if noshim are mitzuvet and isur kilayim or not. What is the tzad that they will not be mitzuvet? What is the tzad that they will not be mitzuvah? What is the tzad that they will not be mitzuvah? Valet says, "Gdilim tase lecho, lo yisil bashatnes." Valet says, "Gdilim tase lecho, lo yisil bashatnes." So I would think, mi sheyeshnei begdilim tase lecho, yeshnei belo yisil bashatnes. מי שאינוי בלויסיל בגדילים תעשה לך אינו בלויסיל השעטנס ומילא נושים דל ענד מצווה אין ציציס ענד מצווה אין שעטנס נושים דל ענד מצווה אין ציציס ענד מצווה אין שעטנס זוג תעשיס I have a riot that נושים מצווה אין שעטנס the Gemara we bought down 3 days ago in Shir Gemara and Beitze קיליים למי חוזי what the Gemara says למי חוזי חוזי for the ladies Weiss tois noshim ha-metzuve in Shabbos. Frag the Marsho, I have a better raya, I have to go bis beitze. The Gemara wants to learn that Esther dechaloises if kilayim betzitzis. If kilayim is not noig benoshim, it's lav shein ha-shove b'koil. So why the Gemara didn't answer? Mali kilayim shechein lav shein ha-shove b'koil. Why the Gemara has to answer in the fei? Let the Gemara to answer in the fdaad amud beis. I can learn that Esther dechaloises if kilayim. Mali kilayim shechein lav shein ha-shove b'koil. I can't learn out. Malik ilayim shechilayim shenashove b'koil. So why Tesis has to go m'merchak tovi lachbo? Beitze yudalet shtei dat noshim ha-metzuve b'kilayim. Because kilayim ha-maychozi. Minei, so like the Marsho, minei t'chiyach. The Gemara wants to say, it's the Reloise, and the Gemara says in the fei, lav shenashove b'koil, answer kilayim is ha-neshove b'koil. And the Marsho has one teretz, a lange teretz. Inam izog the Marsho, it's b'chlan ha-rekashe. You write that kilayim. What do you, I want? I want that the Gemara and the Vdad will say that I can't learn out as a dechelois and a kolat teir from kilayim betzitzis. Malik kilayim betzitzis that is lav she'eino shove b'koil. I will answer you very pashut. Oh, but the esa is also eino shove b'koil. Tzitzis is also eino shove b'koil. So it's exactly the same. When the esa is also eino shove b'koil. So what I'm answering, let the Gemara to answer. I can't learn out kilayim betzitzis. As the chalaisa from kilayim betzitzis that the es is doicha kilayim. Why? Maybe es is only doicha lav shen shove b'koil, but it's not doicha numa lav. It's not doicha numa lav. What is the raya? Maybe the gemara can. That's the marshal's kash. Zok the marshal. I'll tell you a teretz. The gemara cannot say that I can't learn out from kilayim betzitzis because it's ainu shove b'koil. Because dear, the es is also ainu shove b'koil. So what the marshal means? So it's equal. I can't learn out Esa de Chaleisa from Akof Asarosh, because Esa is Doicha Ashvach Elav. Esa is Doicha Ashvach Elav. I don't have a riot that Esa can be Doicha Ashtark Elav. How I can learn out from Esa Tzitzit that Doicha is Kilaim, Kilaim is Ashvach Elav. The Torah says, but the Esa Dir is also Shvach. The Esa Dir is also Shvach. So, Shvach Esa is Doicha Shvach Elav. I can learn out that every Esa is Doicha Loisese. I can learn out that every Esa is Doicha Loisese. This is the Marshal's Teretz. So again, so the Marshal wanted that we will not learn out from Kilayim Betzitzis. Because Malik Kilayim Betzitzis, that is Lav Shein Hashem HaBakoil, so the Marshal does not Kintayne. Even if Kilayim is in Hashem HaBakoil, but Valde Esa is also in Hashem HaBakoil, so b'mele, I could learn out Nikol HaTirikulo. Frag the world, the Teretz of the Marshal is Azag Lata Teretz. Why the Marshal, it's not so simple to him, this Teretz? What the Marshal asked the Kasha. Proof from Kilayim Betzitzis that Esa is Doicha Loisese. So the Marshal, it's not a riot. And let the Marshal, why they didn't prove from the fact that Esa is Doicha Loisese wouldn't have from Tzitzis, I Kilayim is in a Shavu Bakoil, is a riot, Kilayim is Shavu Bakoil. So the Marshal, for Oid Yeshloimar, that it's not a Taine. Well, dear, the Esa is also Shvach. What is the Marshal Sofek? It's so pashut to say this question. Zog the world, does he give the suffix from the Marshal? If the pshat of love sheinu shava bakoil, it's a shvach of love that you could be doicha him. I don't have a raya that Esa is doicha evi loisese. It's doicha love sheinu shava bakoil. Who said that it's doicha evi loisese? Zog the Marshal, but from kilayim I could learn. Even that kilayim is doicha, tzitzis is doicha kilayim, and kilayim will be not shava bakoil. But the mitzvah of tzitzis is also a shvach mitzvah. So it's exactly the same. A festa lav, a festa lois, a shvach lav, a shvach esse. It's exactly the same. So I could learn out from tzitzis, doicha kilayim, to every esse doicha lois esse. Kilayim is lav shein hashove bakoil. But the answer is, but the esse dir is also shvach. From a good esse doicha shvach lav, I don't have a right that a good esse is doicha shtark elav. But a shvach esse doicha shvach elav is exactly like a good esse doicha shvach elav. But if we learn that the tenets of the Gemara in a shove bakoil doesn't mean that it's a shvach elav. It means that this lav is the easier lav to be doicha. So what if the esse is also a shvach esse? But the assignment is that I can learn out from a lav shein hashove bakoil lekol haterekulo, a lav shein hashove bakoil is a andere mahalach. That lav you could be doiche is a andere mahalach. While it's a andere mahalach, but maybe you could be doiche. But I can learn out from andere zach. Some want to say maybe an andere nusach. The reason the Marshal was not pushing him to answer that even if kilayim is ein hashove bakoil, you could learn out as the chaloise, because tzitzis is also ein hashove bakoil. Because could be tzitzis is called shove bakoil. Why tzitzis will be called shove bakoil? Even that noshim are not mitzvah b'tzitzis, but noshim could mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Even that noshim are not mitzvah and mitzvah tzitzis, but they could mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. So the mele it is called a eser shove bakoil. Then our suffix is be'etzem that the Marshal is saying a double poshut. That Esa, if Kilayim, even if Kilayim is Eina Shavu Bakoil, I could learn out Esa Deicha Leisese because the Esa is also not Shavu Bakoil. And our suffix is, the London suffix is, why the Marshal is Mesupik about it? Why it's only a Vaoid Yeshloimar? Why it's not a Glata Teretz? So one of the two, other because the Lav Shein Hashove Bakoil is not because the weakness, the Yisrael of Lav Shein Hashove Bakoil is because it's an under a Lav, other because the Marshal was pushed to him. The Marshal was pushing to him that the SF tzitzis is be'etzem called Shove Bakoil, even that Noshim apartu from the tzitzis, but they could be mekayim the mitzvah. Just want to ask if the Olam could come a little bit more in time so we could finish in time. Thank you.